And welcome to another edition of Bathrobe Spears Broadsides. If you're listening to this on the day that it's first netcast, it's April 9th, 2026. But since this is a flashback Thursday, as every Thursday is, pretty much, in terms of what I've been doing, we are going to be flashing back to March 16th, 2006, 20 years ago, mostly, or more or less. I'm actually not going to be interrupting the show. You'll be hearing the complete show. It's cleaned up a little bit from there's been some blank spaces. And I've also left on the beloved Uncle Dennis show, or part of it, I should say, the beginning of it, which he had immediately after mine at 8 o'clock on Thursday nights. I still have the same time frame on Free Radio Santa Cruz's On the Net lineup, but Uncle Dennis is gone. But his show and his music, little parts of it remain, and you'll be able to hear that at the end of this particular audio file. The main guest is attorney Bernard Pregerson, who is a local Santa Cruz attorney, talking about his work in the adult drug court, which I haven't reviewed in 20 years, but it sounds like it has some interesting spots. At least when I turned into it, it seemed like it was worth playing. You're also going to be hearing some of the protest against the parking lot. It's out of the parking lot paranoia law, which had to do with banning loiterers. Anybody who's not parking a vehicle or a bike from parking garages, i.e. they're going after homeless people who are using parking garages to shelter themselves from cold, wind, and rain. And that, of course, is unacceptable, or was unacceptable in Santa Cruz in 2006, and it's still unacceptable in Santa Cruz in 2026. The law later got expanded to be called, I called it the expansion was the parking lot panic law, the parking garage paranoia law, expanded to become the parking lot panic law. And you get to hear some of the hearing, some of the protest. And there's also a bit about Berkeley and the, one of the original participants in the Rainbow Village, where there was an RV village. There still is an area in Berkeley where RVs park on Harrison Street and continue to defend their rights. I think some months back you heard from Jessica Prado, who I had on, or actually I went down there and buttonholed her at her van, and she was nice enough to come on out, and two of us sat on the sidewalk and talked, and you can still find that. It's 3 or 4 months ago, maybe longer, and if anybody's interested, give a call to me at 423-4833. If you can't get through to me there, try me at 246-1037, area code 831. In any case, it's an interesting show, and I'm going to let it speak for itself as well as begin its own musical introduction. So here it comes.